Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're presented by Chafin Lujan, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. Happy to have, as always, our 93.7 The Fan NHL insider from the NHL and NBC. Pierre McGuire is with us. Pierre, what did you make of what happened with the lottery, the placeholder team winning Friday night?
When I first heard about it, Andrew, I was kind of shocked.
Yeah.
Because it's just been an amazingly different kind of a year, and that was an amazingly different kind of a result for a draft lottery. Clearly, I think people probably at the NHL office are happy because it leads to a lot more drama, which is great for the league and has people talking. But at first, I was really, really surprised. And I felt terrible for the people in Detroit.
Yep.
And I felt really bad for the people in Ottawa, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, Pittsburgh had some really good fortune with the draft lottery, especially with the Crosby situation. I think everybody remembers back to 2005 like it was yesterday. But It shows you how fast time goes in the National Hockey League and in real life. And I was really hoping for Detroit or Ottawa that they would get number one, because Alexis Lafreniere's he's an instant impact player. He's a really, really good player, and he'll go number one. He just won't be going to Detroit or Ottawa.
Pierre, what is he? He's an instant impact player. He's a winger, but what is it about him that makes him such a clear-cut, number one overall pick type of player?
There's a physical maturity to his game, Andrew, that's exceptional. There's a hitting component to his game that leads you to believe that he's a power forward. So there's a blend of all these really good power forwards you've seen over time, whether it was Billy Guerin when he was in his prime, maybe a Keith Tkachuk, a little bit of that. There's a little bit of a Cam Neely presence to him. So you take a lot of the bigger power forward type players we've had in the league over time. Lafreniere's got that, but he's also got this amazing knack to know how to finish plays off. He's got silky smooth hands. He's got really strong board play kind of a mentality. And he makes very good plays as a winger. Most wingers are mostly shooters and scorers. He's not just a shooter and a scorer. He can also make plays.
Pierre McGuire with us here on 93.7 The Fan. Pierre, speaking of junior players, how about Sam Poulin, who's going to be part of the Penguins Phase 3? He's been in juniors. He's one of their top prospects. What do you make of him and his and including him, his inclusion in this return-to-play tournament?
Well, first of all, I think this is really a smart thing being done by the NHL and the NHLPA by including younger players and allowing a roster. I think it's 28 skaters, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's enhancing the roster base for a lot of these teams that if, in fact, we do have hockey, and nobody knows for sure whether we will or won't, the players still haven't voted on it yet. But if we do have it, you'll need an increased roster size, and I think it's really important for players like Sammy, who are trying to find a way into the league, to continue to be around it and really evolve, because not having the American Hockey League and the finish of that really set back some of the development. Not having a lot of these end-of-the-year tournaments has set back a lot of the development process for some of the young players, and potentially you don't have American Hockey League starting at the end of or at the beginning of this coming season. So I think it's really important. It's really good. Sammy's a good player. He's got a really nice future. I coached his father in Hartford. I've been watching him play ever since he was a young boy in the province of Quebec. So I know his body of work very, very well.
What kind of player is he, Pierre?
Up and down winger with the ability to score. I think he can play any way you kind of like it. He's not going to have overly gaudy numbers, I think, early on. But he's just going to be a reliable, smart player that's going to be on your roster, and coaches will like him because he's not going to make a lot of mistakes.
You don't think he's a? Do you think he's a guy that they would even consider plugging into the lineup at any point during this tournament?
Well, I think a lot of it depends on how players respond to conditioning levels.
Yeah,
you know, there's some guys that haven't been able to train really hard, Andrew. So I think that's going to be an issue. There are going to be some guys that, when they do, if we come back again, I have to stress this: some guys when and if we come back, they're going to get injured just because that's the nature of the beast. There always are injuries. And if a young guy can show that he can hold up and he's in better shape than maybe one of the older guys, they might have a chance to play. You got to remember, this is going to be like a drag race. It's not 4 out of 7. It's 3 out of 5. And so you get upset in one game, that series can swing really quickly. You know, 4 out of 7, it doesn't swing as quickly. So that's going to be one of the issues. Coaches aren't going to have to, a long leash to give to players where they might have a little bit longer leash in another situation.
Pierre McGuire, 93.7, the Fan NHL Insider with us. Pierre, did you have a chance to hear Carey Price on his conference call last week?
I didn't hear the conference call. I read the I read what he said. Yeah, so I'm very well aware of what Carey said. Yeah.
I listened to some of it, and I'll tell you, based on where he is in Washington, he hasn't seen a shot since March. I think his wife is due. I listened to that, and it made me think we're seeing baseball players opt out today. He seemed very 50-50 on playing in this tournament, Pierre.
Well, I think you're being generous. I don't think it's 50-50 based on what I heard. I mean, I think it's 40-60, 40 to play and 60 not to. First of all, I can just say this. Carey Price loves hockey. Carey Price loves being part of the Montreal Canadiens. But I think that what you and I and Chris have talked about over time, Andrew, is starting to hold some weight where, yes, it's a great idea for hockey to come back, and everybody wants it to come back, but there are a lot of guys out there that are saying, okay, I need to know what we're playing for, and that still hasn't been answered. And that's one of the things. And, again, I'm not going to give you the laundry list of players that I know, but they're players that they want to know exactly what they're playing for, because this is just to be fair to the players so the fans understand. The players have been compensated for the season that was 2019-2020. They don't get compensated in the playoffs. They don't. And so what they're coming back for is, are they coming back for a collective bargaining agreement? Are they coming back for lower escrow on their salaries? What are they coming back for besides the cup? Everybody wants to win the cup. We all know that. But what are they truly coming back for besides the cup?
Pierre McGuire with us. Pierre, today is the one-year anniversary of the Phil Kessel trade to Arizona. And there's a quote today, and you would be able to put more context on this because you've got such a great understanding of amateur hockey and junior hockey. Jack Parker, former Boston University coach, on Phil Kessel, quote, "I wouldn't coach Kessel if he was playing across the street, to be honest with you. I know Michael Sullivan had his battles with Kessel, but you know what? He got a lot out of Kessel, and they won championships together." I was blown away by that. And Parker and Sullivan have a relationship, right, Pierre?
Very, very good relationship. Coach Parker recruited Michael, coached Mike. Mike was part of a team at Boston University that had Sean McEachran on it, had Tony Amonte on it, had Phil Von Stefanelli on it. I mean, I was around BU at the time. I was working for Pittsburgh, and McEachran was there. So we used to watch him a lot. And, Sean played really well for us in the 92 team, and he was teammates with Coach Sullivan. I think the world of Mike as a coach. Think the world of Mike as a person. He was a very honest and reliable player. He played over 700 games in the NHL, Mike did. But he's got certain ways in which he carries himself and expects his players to carry himself. I'm not sure there's a great marriage there between Mike and Phil, but I would say this. Rick Tocchet and Mike Sullivan and Jacques Martin and Sergei Gonchar squeezed a lot out of Phil Kessel. Boy, he was a valuable component for the Pittsburgh Penguins when they were winning their back-to-back cups.
Pierre, how did the Panarin comments last week go over with people inside the NHL?
I don't know about it, the NHL corporate offices, but I think it resonated with a lot of the players. I'm not sure that, again, I haven't spoken to John Davidson about it. I was on the Hockey Hall of Fame selection committee meetings last weekend, the calls on Tuesday and Wednesday, and John's the chairman of our committee. but we didn't have a chance to talk about that. But we talked about a lot of other things. I don't know how, again, resonated at the league office, at the corporate offices, but I think it resonated with the players.
Yeah. Do you think that the NHL will tell coaches to stay home because of their age and risk factor? There's a report today that the Twins have told a couple of their coaches in baseball that they would prefer for them to not participate.
Well, you've got an older coach who's a head coach now, in Rick Bowness down in Dallas. He's, I think, 65. And Rick's in unbelievable shape. I worked with Rick in Ottawa. He's in unbelievable shape. He's always taking care of himself. But, again, he's, you know, in that age category. I think Jacques Martin is closer to 67, the assistant coach with the Penguins, and what an important part of the Penguins coaching staff he is. So he's somebody that I think that probably will be spoken with. Lindy Ruff is another one with the New York Rangers, who's an older coach that will be part of this if they get going. It'll be interesting. I don't know whether the teams will talk to the older coaches or the older coaches will sign a waiver and say, I'm prepared to do it. But again, this is part of why I've talked about it. I really hope we have hockey back, but I know also there are a lot of different hurdles that have to be jumped over. And part of it is, you know, what about the trainers, the older trainers that are around the league? And there are more older trainers around the league than there are older coaches. So that will be something that will be interesting to watch as well.
Pierre, your honesty and incredible insight is always a boost to our show. We greatly appreciate it. And you have a good one, okay?
Thanks a lot, Andrew. I appreciate it. Look forward to chatting with you soon. Take care of yourself, everybody. Stay safe and healthy.
There you go. Pierre McGuire.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.